Trump administration is pushing ahead with its plans to withdraw troops from Syria, with US President Donald Trump telling coalition partners that territory held by the Islamic State group in Syria and Iraq could be 100% liberated as early as next week. But while the president says ISIS has almost been defeated, US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the administration will soon be making requests for more support from allies to help permanently defeat the group. At this stage, it's unclear what support, if any, Australia could be asked to provide. But Kurdish forces fighting the Islamic State group say Australia could help patrol a safe zone in northern Syria. Madeleine Jenner reports.
Donald Trump shocked coalition allies last December when he declared that ISIS had been defeated, amid reports he wanted to pull US soldiers out of Syria within 30 days. He later slowed the withdrawal following criticism from Republicans and several resignations from defence officials. But now, he says, the job is almost done.
It should be formally announced sometime, probably next week, that we will have 100% of the caliphate.
But as the United States moves ahead with its plan to withdraw troops, it may want Australian forces to help fill the void. Overnight, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced his administration would soon be making requests for more support from allies to help permanently defeat ISIS.
Our mission is unwavering, but we need your help to accomplish it, just as we've had over these past months and years. To that end, we ask that our coalition partners seriously and rapidly consider requests that will enable our efforts to continue. And those requests are likely to come very soon.
Dr. Bob Bowker is a former Australian ambassador to Syria, an honorary visiting fellow at the Centre for Arab and Islamic Studies at the Australian National University.
I think it should set alarm bells running in Canberra. There is no clearly specified objective for the deployment of this force. And if you can't articulate precisely what this force is meant to do and for the withdrawal of that force in due course to be possible, then we should not become involved.
One idea reportedly being discussed is a coalition of international troops which would help stop a resurgence of ISIS and also discourage Turkey from attacking Kurdish forces. Bob Bowker is sceptical about how such a force could operate.
It's important for Australia to look at the international legal situation surrounding this proposal. There is no legal basis, so far as the United Nations is concerned, in form of a United Nations Security Council resolution, which would enable a force to be deployed in that region. And they certainly would not be there at the invitation of the government of Syria. So we are looking at a situation in which we may well be contravening international law.
Ashley Townsend is Director of Foreign Policy and Defence at the United States Study Centre. He also argues that Australia should decline any request from the US, but for different reasons.
I think it would be a mistake if we were to step up our Middle Eastern commitments, not because they're not important or indeed objectives that we should be part of a broad coalition in thinking about and in working towards addressing. They are, and we have. But right now, Australia needs to take stock of the fact that America's position in the Indo-Pacific is not as certain as it has been at any time since the Second World War. The need for regional partners who are capable in this region of the world, that is our region of the world, has never been as urgent because the balance of power here is shifting rapidly.
Ashley Townsend argues that Australia should aim to slowly scale down its commitment to the Middle East.
Madeleine Jenner reporting.